Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in Pablo Sanabria, S-A-N-A-B-R-I-A, Cotino, C-O-I-T-I-N-H-O. Pablo Sanabria Cotino was accompanied to the evaluation by a friend named Maria Rosa to help serve as a translator. But according to the information obtained from the examiner in this fashion, on 3-9-22, Mr. Sanabria Cotino struck his hand on the floor and then fell on his back. He says he fell inside the trunk box backwards and put out his right hand to prevent the fall. He was seen at virtual emergency room the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, Hinger sends his final diagnosis to be a broken ligament repaired surgically on 4-1-22. Pretty has completed his course of active treatment. It completed on approximately 11-2-22. A paragraph per the record supplied, he filed a claim petition alleging on 3-9-22. He fell in the truck and injured his right hand, arm, and back. Pair treatment records show he was seen at Virtual Health on 3-9-22. He was diagnosed with a fall as well as right hand and wrist pain. X-rays of the right hand and wrist were performed. He stated he was pulling a hand truck backwards when he tripped over a pallet. But he landed backwards onto his outstretched right hand. He had not had any discoloration, but still did have a lot of discomfort. On exam, there was no obvious swelling. He had right MCP, tenderness, and possible mild swelling, along with some stuff box tenderness as well. There was no obvious bruising. He was diagnosed with contusion of the right wrist and hand, as well as traumatic rupture of a ligament in the right wrist, for which he was referred to a hand specialist. New paragraph. He was then seen by hand specialist Dr. Strauss on 3-14-22. He noted x-rays showed widening of the scapholunate interval with DISI deformity. Pretty had been splinted at Virtua and then presented to Dr. Strauss. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. On 4-1-22, Dr. Strauss performed surgery to be inserted here. Pretty followed up postoperatively and participated in physical therapy. New paragraph, he underwent a second surgical procedure by Dr. Strauss on 5-17-22 to be inserted here. He participated in physical therapy, occupational therapy in the dates described. He followed up with Dr. Strauss through 11-2-22. He had no improvement after the latest injection. He was deemed to have reached a point of maximum medical improvement, but he did have ongoing weakness and discomfort in the wrist by his description. He therefore recommended permanent restrictions of no lifting or grasping greater than 20 pounds and discharged the petitioner from care. Physical exam, extremities upper inspection revealed and amputation of the left index finger's distal phalanx of 50%. Present with heel dorsal scarring measuring 4 inches on the dorsal aspect of the right wrist. Appear there was slight swelling of the right wrist, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. He did have healed scarring about the right CMC joint more dorsally, but denies this was from surgery. Period. Motion of the right wrist was to 45 degrees of flexion, 40 degrees extension, 10 degrees of radial deviation, and 15 degrees of ulnar deviation without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had guarded range of motion about the right shoulder to 100 degrees of flexion. Period. He complained of forearm tenderness when this was performed. That is non-anatomic. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4 plus for right hand grasp and 5 minus slash 5 for right pinch grip, but was otherwise 5 slash 5. Period. To palpation, he had severe global tenderness by the right wrist and proximal hand, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal macro extremities lower. There was chafing of the left knee, but no, skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. The rest of that is normal. Spine, cervical. Inspection revealed a posterior longitudinal scar measuring 4.5 inches in length. Pretty attributed this to a 2015 surgery. Period. Active range of motion about the cervical spine was ratchet-like with no complaints. Period. Flexion was 40 degrees, extension 35 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation 60 degrees, and bilateral side bend to 40 degrees. Period. He had tenderness of the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. The paracervical musculature over in the midline. He states the surgery done posteriorly was to have tissue removed, comma, not a disc. Period. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. We'll call that normal also. Impressions. On 3/9/22, Pablo Sanabria Cotino tripped and fell at work onto his right hand. Period. He was seen at a Virtua Health the same day, where he underwent x-rays and was splinted. Period. He quickly came into the hand specialist care of Dr. Strauss. Period. In 4/1/22, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Therapy was rendered postoperatively. Period. In 5/17/22, a second surgical procedure was done to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Strauss through 11/2/22 when he was placed on permanent restrictions. Period. New paragraph, current exam, found there to be healed surgical scarring on the dorsal aspect of the right wrist. Period. There was somewhat decreased active range of motion about the right wrist, but the rocket maneuvers were negative. Period. He complained of severe global tenderness about the right wrist and proximal hand. That does not follow anatomic dermatomes, nor does it correlate with his surgical abnormality. Period. He did have ratchet-like range of motion of the cervical spine associated with scarring from a prior surgery. Period. He had full range of motion of the lumbar spine. The provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph there is 7.5%. Permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right arm or back. Period. And that is the end.